what I'm interested in is creating a community health institute, which would actually measure outcomes, look at our community clinics and see how effective we are in doing prevention and health promotion, but also study the socioeconomic impact of education and job creation and transportation and fire and police protection and public health on the health of the community to see if we can't work together with those infrastructures and create some synergy and create a healthier community without having to go to the hospital. So that's what I would like to spend my last years doing, is finding a way that's not hospital and not really traditional health care. It's more public health. And I think that's where reform in the nation has failed, because it's not really paid attention to the things we can prevent. That's the cheapest. Your prevention is always better than cure. That was said in the 15th century. So I believe that. And so that's what I'd like to spend some time doing.
Well, now, how do you fund that? Do you fund it through a county government or through grants?
I think we'll be talking about grants. We'll be talking about philanthropy. We'll be talking about perhaps working in partnership with, like, the Texas Health Institute in Austin, maybe creating a chapter here in Dallas, or we might actually create our own new nonprofit here in the community. But the key is I'll still need to work with Parkland and work with the medical school and work with the scientists who do this. And work with the community, probably have a separate board in the community who would focus on these issues. But there are 31 or so of these community health institutes in the nation. So we're not the first at all, but we're, I think, behind in not having that. Fort Worth actually has developed an institute. So maybe there's some opportunity for collaboration with Dallas-Fort Worth. I may have to say Fort Worth-Dallas because they beat us there first. So whatever it takes, but I think we need to find partnerships and collaborations, because that's really, when I call for the goals for Dallas, goals for Healthy Dallas like Eric Johnson had, we need to sit down and have deep dialogue and talk about the problems in our community and be honest about them, and then start seeing how we can address them, each of us doing our own little bit, and then if we can find ways that that power is multiplied, then maybe we can start solving some of these insoluble problems.